Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Garwin Lenander without Leanne today. She's got bronchitis and she can't talk, so I'm gonna attempt to do a solo. I want to talk about something today that I run into frequently, maybe not frequently, but unfortunately, semi-frequently, about my clients who have to file claims for long-term care. And it's a very laborious, it's a time-consuming, it's a very frustrating situation, particularly because now we have a mother or a father or brother or sister who has got some severe health problems, and now we've got to go through all the paperwork to do the claims work to make the insurance company aware of how they're going to pay the claim. And it is a time-consuming, it's a very frustrating thing, but hopefully this will help a little bit for people who are going to have to do it in the future. Obviously, with long-term care, costs so dramatically expensive. I told you about our friend in Florida who died a year ago, whose last 6 months cost $18,000 a month. It's horrible. Now, most of the costs are not anywhere near that much. But when you start talking $150, $200, $300 a day for care, it eats up the family assets very quickly. And that's why long-term care is so important for people who have assets to protect. What we're going to do is spend a little time on a claim. Now, first of all, before I forget it, I always do, I'm going to give you a couple phone numbers. Phone numbers are 651-436-3997 or 651-365-5000. And remember, I do have a blog on there, Lenander Financial Services, LLC. There's some articles that might be of interest to you. Now, let's talk about a claim. One of the problems that I see is when one of the parties comes down with something. It might be Alzheimer's. It might be just plain dementia. It may be something that takes progressively a long time to get to manifest itself into a real, real claim. So what happens? The family, preferably the spouse, takes care of them for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Then it's finally gets so bad that, well, we better go in and see the doctor. Now, everybody knows there's a problem or pretty much are aware of a problem, but they haven't really done anything about it. This is a major problem for people who have long-term care insurance. As soon as you anticipate or think you've got a problem, get to the doctor. Why? Because that is the time the clock starts on a claim. It is not when you decide there's a crisis. It's when the doctor says there's a crisis. And it may be, you may be a little early yet, but at least get the records of the doctor down so that when you do have a claim, because you'll have to go back again in 6 months, maybe that's the time the doctor says, yeah, this is a problem. Remember, no long-term care policy written since 07 will pay for a claim that's not going to last at least 90 days. So I always make the statement, lint in the belly button doesn't count as a claimable problem. But you need to get to the doctor. And most insurance policies do have a waiting period. They may have a waiting period of 20 days, 30 days, maybe 90 days or 100 days, or they may have a year or two, or not a year or two, yeah, a year or two. So you need to get that established with the doctor that there is a time frame. Now, what triggers a claim? We've said this before, but I'm going to go through it again. There's two ways to trigger a claim for long-term care. It could be cognitive impairment, which could be any malfunction of the brain, Parkinson's, Pick's disease, anything like that, or two of the six activities of daily living. Remember I said or, two ADLs or cognitive impairment, continence, toileting, mobility, feeding, dressing, and bathing. Any of those two or cognitive impairment, then you've got a claim. So, again, I'm going to go back and reiterate, say go to the doctor. Get the doctor established. Let the paperwork be able to help you. Don't wait. Now, when you file a claim, I just did this for a family two or three weeks ago. The daughter was doing the paperwork, and she said, "It's a book." Yeah, it is a book. It's a lot of paperwork. Now, the first thing you have to remember is, does the person who is filing the paperwork have the legal right to do it? Who has the power of attorney? That's very important. If the daughter didn't have it, we would have a problem because one of the other spouses had died. And so now we had a single parent, and the daughter was helping out. So you've got to have those legal things in place. I know Leanne has talked about that many, many times. Then what we need are doctor's reports. And doctor's reports, and more doctor's reports. And then we'll send back and get some more doctor's reports. They want to make certain that this is a real, legitimate claim. And then they're going to get more doctor's reports. And it drives you nuts. But that's what they're going to do. Remember, it's got to last at least 90 days. It's got to be cognitive impairment or two of the six ADLs. Then they're going to be able to pay a claim. But the paperwork will drive you absolutely crazy. Now, remember also, all policies have waiver premium built into them. And waiver premium says once you're on claim, you do not have to pay the premiums. This is very, very important. I get this question frequently. I had that happen last year, a year before, where a client called me and says, "Oh, now my dad's on claim, but now we don't have any money. We've spent a lot of it for care before the insurance kicked in." I said, "Don't worry about it. The waiver premium will kick in, and the premiums are waived as long as you are on claim. If you go off claim and recover, then you have to pay your premiums again. But as long as you're on claim." Now, there are a couple of policies out there called double waiver. If mama and papa are together and papa has a claim, they will also waive mama's. That's a very nice benefit, and it doesn't cost a lot. And if you're going to buy long-term care, ask if the company that you're looking at has double waiver. And in fact, I had a situation 5-6 years ago where I had put a rider on that said if one of the participants died after that policy was in force for 10 years, the surviving spouse's premium would be waived. And the participant cooperated, if that's the right word, and died in the 121st month. And I was able to call the surviving spouse and say, "You don't have to pay your premiums anymore. Your premiums are waived." Now, not very many companies. I really don't know if anybody's doing that anymore. But that is a nice little benefit. Now, one of the things that people are always concerned about when I talk to them about long-term care is, how is it different than disability insurance? Well, disability insurance, it is a cousin of disability. It looks a lot like disability, but remember, disability pays you if you're sick or hurt and can't work. The old Aflac duck: if you're sick or hurt and can't work, it'll pay you an income. This pays you an income, or pays your care. I said it wrong. This pays for your care if you have cognitive impairment or two of the six ADLs. And it'll pay for the benefit of for whatever the policy has. So they are very similar, but they function totally different. They are not the same at all. Now, going back, I'm going to say this again. When there's a claim, the paperwork is horrible. just get that in your mind. You need somebody to help you. You need an agent who wrote that case, where to find them or her, or you can always call me. I'll be delighted to help. It is bad because it's just so voluminous, and you've got to get all those doctor's reports. One of the things to remember in a long-term care crisis is the family dynamics are terrible. Whoever is left holding the bag is really, really put upon themselves to do things that they never expected to do, to take care of an ill person, to take care of all the finances, which they maybe didn't do, to take care of everything. And then we have somebody who's progressively degenerating in front of their eyes, someone they lived with for 50, 60, 70 years, and now they are getting to the point where they don't have good health and they have to do the caretaking. My comments always are, people say, well, gee, do we really need long-term care? Well, here's the point. Would you rather be a caretaker or a care supervisor? And it's that simple. Oh, I got my sister said she'd take care of me. Oh, how old is your sister? Well, she's 8 years older than I am. Right. You're 74 and she's 82 and she's going to take care of you if you have a crisis. I don't think so. Would you rather be a caretaker or a supervisor? It's a very good question to ask. The caretaker loses sleep. The caretaker doesn't get enough sleep ever, ever, ever. And this is the one complaint we hear about all the time. What am I going to do? How am I going to take care of them? My kids are not here, or my kids are busy, or the kids won't do this, or I can't get my kids over here. I can't do it anymore, and that's the big problem. The other thing is, what happens? How do we know there's a problem? Well, you really don't know. Many times you don't know, except the fact that there are some subtle changes in the behavior. Perhaps they're not sleeping. Perhaps they're wandering around too much. Perhaps the mood changes, and I think that's probably the biggest one for brain malfunctions, is mood changes. They're not able to make financial decisions. They're doing stupid things, or perhaps I should say silly things with money that they really shouldn't be doing. And that is that thing you said, perhaps we have a problem here. Perhaps we should think about something. Maybe we need to have some testing done. So going back on the long-term care, if you've got a long-term care policy from the family, you need to know what the benefits are going to be. This is part of your financial program, and it's very, very important that you know what you got. I just sat down with a couple of days ago, and they said they had wanted to look at more long-term care. They said, we don't have cost of living in our policy. Well, when we sat down and looked, they did. They had a good policy. I packed up my stuff and left. There was no reason for me to talk. So, having enough about long-term care, if you get a question, give us a call at 651-436-3997 or 651-365-5000. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Experience counts now more than ever when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.